Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special Swiss verb in romance. Sheyichyu. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Maharal, Sefer, Gvuras Hashem. We're in the second Hakadama. We've been talking about Nisim, the nature of miracles. Shall also be a Schus, the Refuas, Chayyu, Chavit, Fega, Bas, Michal, Yudis, Basia, Ephraim, Ben Rus, Yilom, Erwin, Gloria. Dina Baruch Abbas Esther Hadassah, B'tushchol Yisrael, Ram Yosef Ben Chana. B'nachzor l'dvareinu, let us go back to what we were talking about. Hine yesh k'tzas. Mechach me'almeinu, k'mo Ralbag. In other words, until now he was talking about Aristotle. And that's something that he said that earlier on, the only reason we're mentioning him is in order to know what to answer, not because. So that's when it comes to Aristotle. But then he says, Vaita, they're also Shlomo Emunei Yisrael. Also have their philosophical ideas about the nature of miracles that are incorrect. And I'm going to respond to them. So we have the Ralbag, Levi ben Gershom in his Sefer Milchamas Hashem, Ayin Revav, Chelek Beis Perek Tes. So he says, V'amar shesh niflos be'etzem v'yesh b'mikre. There are niflos that are be'etzem, that are inherent, that are ascent, that are intrinsic. They are intrinsically happening, intrinsically wondrous. And then there are niflos that are not intrinsic, they're more external, they're more b'mikre. They're not happening, but etzim. Let's learn, read the Russian lesson of the Ralbag. When we investigate wonders, miracles, some of them are about samim, some of them are in the objects themselves that are intrinsic to them, and some of them are by chance, but are not intrinsic to the object. So, examples of miracles that are intrinsic are transforming, forming a staff to a snake, water to blood, and that water should act like blood, and a staff should act like a snake. Mashal masha b'mikrim, ha'hefech yad odoin ha'nevim mitzeras l'shaita. So this is only a temporary occurrence that isn't intrinsic. It's because it only is happening temporarily. In other words, when you're transforming water to blood, that's something that's, in theory, if Hashem wouldn't have changed it back, that would have been permanent. But since he changes it back, okay, so it turns back to water. But in the meantime, it's permanent. Whereas the hefech yada adam mitzras l'shait has only been mikra, it's not going to be permanent. Bezula asiba kodemus yischai v'min wa minagativi atzeras b'yadahi. Without an earlier reason that will require natural tzaras in the hand, v'spayishad Yeravim zelf and gamken, that's how Yeravim's hand also dried up. Shayam mitzav alitvos anavi, he said, grab the navi, and his hand dried up, as we know from the story, the navi. Shayad ma'ashavet al-davra mizbeach asher ovid she'ovid avod azar. So these are the stronger nisim and weaker nisim, v'etzim v'mikra. Yesh b'mikra, continuing B'lashon Rabbeinu, quoting the Ralbag. Yesh b'etzim esapich hamat ha'nach v'shamayim l'dam, v'yesh mikra hefech ha'yad shel Moshe Rabbeinu ala v'shalom, li'os mitzor, v'chen yibosh esyad yirav ma'al mizbeach. V'yesh od k'tzas neflos yed ha'navi kohen bohem, v'yesh asher lo yadeh b'hem kodem bohem. There's some neflos that a navi knows about them before they happen. Before they come, and there are those that the Navi doesn't know about them before they come. And those that the Navi knows about before they come are two categories. One category is that the Navi davened for it before it happened. And like Elisha davened, the people should be blind. To give life to the son of the Amana. It's not talking about Elisha, it's talking about Elio. Elisha was Machiah ben Ashunamis. Not talking about an almana. Doesn't say Elisha davin to Hashem, but some at Eliyahu. V'yeshalos palel avolay gozer she'iyeh. She'amar Eliyahu, Yimishalakim ani teitzei ani teitzei eish v'sochalosam v'schamishim etc. V'amoyfei shosel lishem en Hashem v'chayotze b'ze. So we have gzeres they daven for. They have gzeres that they decreed. They didn't daven, but they decreed. Like the fire in the time of Eliyahu. And the moifes of the shaman of Elisha, that this water, the oil kept pouring for the Isha Shunamis. And there are neflos that are here to prove that he's a Navi. And the proof is that Hashem said to do moifesim for the Jewish people, in order that they should believe that he's a Navi. Vimlo hayu anisim anaflos tolam benavi lo haya ze os shehu Navi. And if it wouldn't have been Talui in the Navi, then that wouldn't have been a sign that he's a Navi. But now it's a sign that he's a Navi. The sound of the chariots on the camp of Aram, So it's not clear ma'kesher po between the sound of the rechev and the susim and machne aram and the makas sancheriv that Yeshayahu Navi spoke about, and also Elisha and Elisha was Misnabe, and not Yeshaya. He says Yeshaya was Misnabe. It was really Elisha. So the Rabbag explains, if you look inside in the Rabbag. So it turns out the Nes of Machane Aram, Elisha was Misnabe. So it's not clear here like that from the Lashon of the Maral, but that's what the Ralbach says. So it's Elisha who was Misnabe about the Kol Rechav and Kol Sus and Machane Aram, Melachim Beis, Perek Zayin. In the Nes of Sancheirev, when it says Kvarher b'makas Sancheirev Yeshaya Anavi, that means that the Nes of Sancheirev, Yeshaya was misnabe about. And that's Malachim Bey's Perek Yotes, that the camp of Sancheirev should die. And that's what he says, Elisha Hayashem Bishamra by Adonas is there. That's the Hashmas Kol Rechav V'susim HaMachne Aram. And they ran away in fear. So again, you have different types of miracles. Sometimes the Navi says it in advance, sometimes the Navi doesn't say it in advance. Sometimes it's a gzeira, sometimes it's a tefillah, sometimes without a tefillah. V'chena shabal kol anisim l'tova, k'mo aman shenasa yidei Moshe, v'chena kemach shenasa yidei Eliyahu, k'riyas yamsuf l'hatzil es Yisrael, v'amal shikah b'machne Ashur l'hatzil yichizkiyo v'amo, v'ayishu l'chad v'ar korach v'kayotze v'hem, sh'yeh ayuzel l'achniya v'hem es Yisrael l'tachlis atov. Sometimes a miracle comes for benefit, like the man, kemach, in the time of Eliyahu, melech ha'malach yidzayin, Kriyas Yamsub to save the Jewish people, and the Malach that smote Machne Asher to save Yechizkiyahu and his nation, Malachim Beis Yotes Lamed Hei. Koirach, what was the point of the miracle of Koirach? That was, Lahachniah, Vahem es Yisrael etachlis hatov. So the Rama, he writes, "B'shar Moshe ve'lo tikshe aleinu m'mofes b'li asar tzikar chadas v'shar Moshe menhugim en hagem." He said, "Gam ken haya al tzara tava v'ashkach ha'yisrael k'di shekhanu b'kulam l'shma divra Hashem." So it's also a benefit. They're going to hear divra Hashem. That's why they have those miracles, the miracle of Korach and the like. "V'rashu Moshe l'tov v'fishem seder misuder misecha ki yikra yischat shumehem atzmeim menosein tatsur tzurin of delis." So the lashon of the Ralbag is for Rayo Hayakain, and it's fitting to be that way. The Oskain, the Fisha Moibsim Hem Bechreach Mesudar Misechel, because the Moibsim have a logical basis to them. Because it's something inherently, intrinsically new that's happening. The Nosein Atzur Tzurin of Delos, and it gives it a different form. It's only going to have a new tzura for good, for the sake of good. Ra happens because of the chomer, because of the physical. But if it has a new tzura, that has to be out because of good. Tzura only comes for good. After the Ralbag finishes talking about the different types of nisim, he takes in Perek Yud to explain other types of nisim. The koteret of Perek Yud is Yisbayar bo miyu apol neflos veichi shalom zemimenu. Yishlam zemimenu. Who is Paul the neflos? Who does these neflos? And how it happens from him? Yav shishu mevilti Paul sheyuf alein neflos vapol neflos hu yedan nimsos v'sidra menimus shalom. There has to be somebody doing it, and he knows how to do it. V'zeki ischadik yechi ischadish tzura. Wafach amat anachosh and lo yedan nimus anachosh v'nisro v'sidra v'yishra. Hashem has to know the qualities of the nachash in order to change the nature of the nachash. V'chloi imale met chalukum eyelu shloshe chalakum eshev shishavu amyam amovsim vosus laolam ritzon alomer omen Hashem yizbarach, omen asechal apol, omen anavi. And therefore, it has to be one of three chalakim that the Mofsim and the Osis are going to come to the world. Either from Hashem, or Menaseich HaLapol, a Malach, like Rabbeinu writes later on. Here he writes Seich HaLapol, later on he writes Malach. The Raman is safe from Mechir Yayin, and Esther writes Sarah and Nick Rafia Philosoph from Sechel Apol. Sechel Apol is a Madrega Sichlis. That's the closest Olam has it. And it's a middle point between Malachim and Bruei Olam. It's talking about the Rambam Mechelik Beis Perek Dalet and Gimel 13, 19, and 25. The end of Mar Nevuchim. In the parish Me'amila Saros, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tibon, Osa Samach, and Erech Sechel Apol, he writes that Kavanas HaRambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, he writes that there are 10 shemas of Malachim, and the Ma'ila Siris is Ma'irat Tzur, Shnekres Ishim Ve'Malachim Medavrim HaNevim, the Malachim that speak to Nevim, Shema'alasim Krov L'das, L'ma'alas Das Bnei Adam. They're close to people. In other words, they're between this world and the upper world, but the closest to man, as we said a moment ago. So Nisim are coming either from Hashem, from the Seichel HaPolim and Anavi, and he brings Rayas, She'ima Uhayahu Yisbarach HaPoel, Hayadavar Sheba Men HaSeichel HaPol Yosef Nifchar. If you explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Poel Niflos, the Niflos are not Tov Be'etzim, as he's going to explain. And therefore, the other things that the Seichel HaPol does will be greater than these Niflos, which are Ma'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when that can't be, that the Seichel HaPol will do things better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's going to explain. Ki dvar, Kidvarim shabar min ha-sechel ha-poel tov be'etzim. Because what comes from the sechel ha-poel is tov be'etzim, is intrinsic good. He writes later on in Perek Vav, Shvil schus Avram hayaba Moshe b'mchitz ha-malach, m'eshe Avram kol m'chesed tov le-brios. Zeh omidus malach m'shem ha-shpim ha-tov. So, malachim do good. Ve'el advarim einam tovim be'etzim, tov be'etzim, what Hashem did is not Tov Be'etzim. When he transforms the Mata to the Nachash, it was Tov B'Mikra. It wasn't intrinsic. It was in order that the Jewish people should acquire emunah. As the Ralbag writes, his lashon is, "Kvar yidmet she'ein roi she'i Hashem yizbaruchu apoel hakarov ve'elu anaflos shemaya davar ken yapol asechal apoel b'zeh olam ha'ashafel yosanech ve'apol Hashem yizbaruch." It's not roi that Hashem yizbaruch, that Hashem should be the one activating these naflos, because if it was so, then the sechal apoel would be doing better than Hashem. Chas v'shalom. Because Sechel HaPol is always intrinsically good. When Hashem does it, it's only B'mikra. It's disparaging that the Sechel HaPol should do better than Hashem. Nachash turning into a snake is not intrinsically good. It's only that the Jewish people should be Kone Amunah. And the Yad of the Moshe Rabbeinu should be Mitzaras. It's not Tov Mitzad Musa. It's Ra Mitzad Musa. It was Tov B'mikra to give people Amunah. In other words, Livinstein B'mikra and Be'etzim, as he's explaining here, is that Be'etzim is that it was inherently desirable that this should happen. It's not just for a utilitarian purpose. The Paul of the Seichel HaPol was more desirable than the Seichel HaPol is Paul B'chol HaZmanim. As Lashon of the Ralbag in the Mechamas Hashem, page 447. So another gnus. That if Kadosh Baruch Hu was Poel, then it would only be. And Poel said, "If we better, because Seichel HaPoel does is permanent, and what Kadosh Baruch Hu does is temporary." Or a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a chiddush. If we say that the neflos were done by Hashem Himself, it would be mischayev that the chiddush of the mofes will be because it was Kadosh Baruch Hu had a new ratzon, or Hashem had a ratzon earlier, and that can't be. And therefore, the Ravag is going to be Dochel Yavsharis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Paul the Nisim. The Sefer is called Melchamas Hashem. The joke is that it's Melchamas Neged Hashem, a very controversial Sefer. V'nei HaMaimer Sheyuchadish LaRatzen Hu Maimer HaBitl. The Maimer is the possibility to say that there's a Chiddush of Ratzon is Maimer HaBitl. That can't be. God doesn't change. V'nei Hashem Lo Shein Nisim. And according to those, like the rabbis seem to say in a number of places, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned it out before, like he made a Tanai with Ma'aseh Bereishis, the sea should split, or things that were created by Hashmashos. In other words, before Shabbos comes in. So he had already planned it out. There are a lot of tainas against this assertion and arguments against this assertion, and therefore the assertion is batal. Then you wouldn't need the Navi. It would happen automatically. Because HaKadosh Baruch already planned it out in advance. So it can't be that Hashem planned it out in advance. Then what do you need the Navi for? And also, if it was from the 6 days of creation, lo nimna mechaluka, as the Ralbag writes, shema yinyan kain, yina yilunem mezem mechaluka, meaning we would still have to choose one of the two possible abilities that he's going to present, and they're both not acceptable. Im shaya magia b'mikra to el shaya gimen ha-moifes, v'lo yapo min ha-po al ha-moifes, l'shem tachlis, u'beis ha-moifes nasa ata al shaya gia, v'lo kiveni lav, Ose shalom. In other words, for the Ralbag, it's difficult to say that Mishesh Tamei Bereishis, it was already known that the Mitzrim would run after the Jewish people to Kriyas Yamsuf, because that takes the Bechira from the Mitzrim, as he's going to say. And therefore, it's easier to say that when the Moifis of Kriyas Yamsuf was Nikba Liyasas Mishesh Tamei Bereishis, it was not yet known what Toeles would come from this Moifis. So he writes, "V'im shaya magia b'mikra tuelas shagim en hamofes, v'lo yapol hamofes l'shem tachlis, u'beis hamofes nasa talos shagia, v'lo kiven elav osa shalom." That when the Moifes of was established at the outset, it has to be, according to the Rabag's understanding, that it was not known yet what Toelis would come from it. Only at the time of the Moifes the Toelis happened. But it wasn't established earlier. Lashon HaRalbag, im shenomer sheshem sidei ritzono akadim sheyachidu zeh moifetz b'zeh ha'eis, lo letachlis sheshe b'avor nimtza, aval kar sheyagim minu atachlis hatov, v'nei ha'maimer k'shei Hashem yizbarach misad yachidu sheylo ha'mofsim b'eis sheyimtzu bo, lo l'shum toelas v'maimer ma'ar m'vutal b'ma'abitul agnus. Shemar davar ken Hashem yizbarach po'al po'al abatal. In other words, if we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misad that there should be this moifetz, but not for any tachlis, then it can't be. Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing something for nothing. So the Rabag is understanding that it can't be Hashem knew about the Toelas. I don't know why. But it can't be that Hashem knew about the Toelas in advance. So it must be the Toelas for this Moifes, the Moifes he established in advance. And the Toelas was only determined at the time it happened. That's a gnos for Hashem, that he planned to do something without any Toelas, because at the time he didn't know the Toelas. It can't be that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Paul without any tachlis. Or Shinom B'Shechayiv Shein Nimtza Hadavar She'Avro Minischad Yisham Ofes. Lashon HaRalbag, V'Mamarnu Hashem Yisbarach Sidei Lefi Ritzano Akadim She'Yachidu Sham Ofsim B'Zeh Eis Ashe Yischad Shu L'Tachlis She'Shav Avro Nimtzu. If we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Misadir according to his earlier Ratzon, this Chidush Mofsim should happen at this time. So this would require shiabatel lateva efsher. In other words, the bechira is going to be batel. V'amasha b'zeh kriyas yamsuf. In other words, if the thing causing the moifes to come is necessary, Chayiv Shiyah Nimtza, what is going to generate this Moifes, then man's not going to have Bechira. V'mashu b'zeh kriyas yamsuf, and yedah Hashem yizbarach b'riyas ha'olam, Chayiv Shiyah Dabar Hazeh, v'chayiv Shiyah Dufu Mitzvah Machar Yisrael. So if God already knows about the kriyas yamsuf, and that it has to happen, that means that the Mitzvah have to run after the Jewish people. And that the Jewish people, as the Ralbag writes over there, are going to lack emuna in Hashem. So it has to be that the Mitzvah are going to run after the Jews, and the Jews are going to lack emunah. Otherwise, there's going to be a moifes without any purpose, because the Mitzvah aren't going to run after the Jews, so the Jews are going to be complete in their emunah. It can't be Hashem will do a moifes without a toelis. Amnam. So we agree there's a sechel apoal, meaning what's the Ralbag's conclusion? By exclusion, it can't be from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That would take away our bechira. If it's from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says it would only be temporary, it wouldn't be permanent. That'd be g'nai for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm just quoting the Ralbag without pretending to understand the right logic behind everything he says. So, this is, I agree that there's Seichel HaPoel. He's ever chiyotze b'yam sarah manachas b'lo. B'ala b'ana tiras kasbo. Because there's a svara for this, for the Seichel HaPoel. These malachim, these middle, these intermediaries. And on that he built his wall of gold, his palace of gold, of silver, meaning his whole philosophy, his idea. There's no foundation and there's no building. Never that, the Ralbag says that the Nisim were done by the Seichel HaPoel. That's all predicated on his assumption that the Seichel HaPoel did the wonders. So if you're mevatel the hakdama, you're mevatel what's after the hakdama. Rak ma she'amar, she'ya mischadesh lo yizbarach shinei ratzon b'das, nashim lo b'makom hazeh. So I don't understand that line where he says that b'kasher hakdama b'teila mechuyev gam kein batel. I don't understand what's the hakdama and what's the mechuyev, what's the basis and what's the outcome, outgrowth. In the Ha'ara here, he writes that the Nisim were done by the Seichel HaPoel because he assumes that the Nisim did the Neflos. But since they didn't do the Neflos, they didn't do the Nisim. I don't understand what that means. Same thing. In any event, but he rejects the fact that the Seichel HaPoel does the Nisim. That he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a change in Ratzon and Das, God can't change his mind. If God did the miracles, that means he changed his mind. That was one possibility. Either it was planned in advance or he changed his mind. This is all predicated on the fact, on the assumption, this question, that God doesn't, you can't describe God any way. And he and his seichel are one. His seichel is his atzmus. And if he changes his seichel, he's changing his atzmus. So the machlokas is ratzon in dias Hashem, his atzmus, and therefore they can't be changed because God's atzmus, his essence, doesn't change. Or they're kamovis pulos and not his atzmus, and therefore there can be a change, which is where the Maharal holds. Rambam writes, Chelek Aleph, Tchilas Perek Samches, Kvaidata Pirsum Zeh Maimra Shamruah Philosophim Belokei Yisbarach, Vuh Amram Shua Sechel Amaskil Vamuskil, Mishelu Hashnaim Shlosha Inyanim, Bo Yisbarach Hem Inyan Echad Ein Ribui Bo. Chena Kuzari, that the philosophers say that by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Sechel, the maskil and the muskal, his intellect, what he's understanding, that's the muskal, what's being understood, and the maskil, I don't know what the difference between maskil and muskal is, they're all one. But God is one with the seichel, maskil, and muskal. So to the Kuzari writes, so that's what they say. They say that since God is one with his seichel, if he changes his mind, that means his essence is changing. And they understand that God isn't makabel toarim. God can't be described. Like Rabbeinu writes in Derech Chaim, Perakei Mishnah Vav, Ki kol daitim shel acholkim rak, ki akolu atzmus ha yizbarach. It's all atzmus. V'av shum tara ein lases lo. And you can't describe it in any way. Koshim avor b'divrayim. Ein kan av tara elav kim b'shlili. You can only say what he isn't. You can't say what he is. V'holchim b'darachai filosofim chashu k'zeo ayuchad agamor. And that's the way they thought God will make God completely unique. To say God doesn't have, you can't describe him in any way. That's the famous Rambam. It says the only way you can describe a God is with Shlila. In a negative, what Hashem isn't. We're not what Hashem is. So you can't describe Hashem in any way, and you can't say that his seichel is different than his atzmus, because that would be a toar. And memela, they say that if his seichel changes, then his atzmus changes. Maral hold that his seichel is different than his atzmus, so that can change. Vanu tamidei Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav Shalom Einam Rukach, we're the students of Moses, and we don't say such ideas. And Maharal wants to show that we're against other deis. He says we're the Talmidim of Moshe. Avliz Baruch Kor Zal B'Shem Hakadosh Baruch Hu L'Nekor Aseichel Baruch Hu. He's the Holy One, blessed be He, not the intellect, blessed be He. Ki Amitas Atzma Lo Noda Rakshu Nivdal Mikol Geshem Bekufin Kol Anim Tzom Vazem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shbaruch Hu means that He's Nivdal, He's separate from everything that exists. Sinya Kadosh Nemar Mishu Nivdal. Kadosh was said about one who is Nivdal, who's separate. Malachim also are called Tzchalim, like we see in the Ramban and Bereishis Beis Aleph, Shmos Chav Gimel, Netzach Yisrael Perek Chav Tes. Seichel is a davar ruchni. So you could say a Seichel Baruch Hu, but we don't. We say a Kadosh, which is that he doesn't have a body. He's separate from us. And Seichel is a Torah al derech achiyuv. It's a positive attribute. Shini Kadosh Nemrol Shu Nivzok is Baruch Pasha B'tachas Apshitus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Pashit B'Tachlis HaPshitus. He is completely Pashit. Pashit means that he is like Mufshat. He's abstract. He's beyond this world, and he's not comprised. He's not Morkav. He's not comprised of various elements. And therefore, it's not something that's given to human definition. It's beyond, it's mufshat from human definition. and therefore you can't define him. He wanted to know Hashem's name, and Hashem said, you can't know. Kim lefi ma'isav, as the Rabbeinu writes. This is later on in Perkov Hey. Ki im lefi maisiv shalois v'shayish lo shem. Ki kol shem mor ala mahus. Kamo shem eish nikra deva shulchan biyavish. V'ni eish kan shnei dvar mecha kashir tafim mo mitzad shunim se bilbad lo mitzad amahus. V'sheni mitzad amahus v'zeo ar kava. So there's that, some, he exists, and then there's the mahus. And that's our kava, that's when it's comprised, that's when it can be defined. V'kol shem u'geder adavar v'kol geder u'murkav misug v'hevdel. Whenever you have a geder, it's because it's a category. It's different. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't be categorized. He's pasha b'techas apshitus. And a shame is about a specific, it indicates a specific quality, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond that. So God doesn't have any name. Just the name that we have is Lefi Maisef. It's according to his deeds, but it's not really him. As Rabbeinu writes in Derech Chaim, Ki Yiz Baruch Pasha B'tachas Apshitus Menekach Kol HaKol. Is any Pasha L'Yigdor B'dor Miyuchad? The meaning of Pasha is undefinable. That's what Pasha means. And since it's undefinable, that means God encompasses everything. Because he's Pasha B'tachas Apshitus. M'zeh Ba'atzim Shu B'tachas Apshitus Ein Dabar Nevlo Mimenu. So earlier on he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nivdal. Now he says nothing is Nivdal. So Nivdal, what he said earlier is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above anything Gashmiistik. And Ein Dabar Nivdal Mimenu, anything, nothing is distant from Hashem. Because God encompasses everything. So if you define something, so anything that's not included in the definition is different. But God is Pashif, Ein Lo Geder Klal. Ein Dabar Nivdal Mimenu, nothing is separate from Hashem. Because he encompasses everything. He's Ptachlis Apshitus. He's not Mudar B'ni Geder. He's not Murkav B'ni Harkava. You can't define him because he's all-encompassing. Nimkenu Yodea Kol, Kol Yachol, Uyachol HaKol, Kol Zambinashen Lo Geder Yug Dabar Dabar Miyuchad. He knows everything. He can do everything. Because he doesn't, he's not defined in any way. Which is that Kol Nimtza Mito Gamken. Everything is from Hashem. Kol Hashi Yizbar, as we're going to explain. Vimloi Yodea Kol, Olei Nimtza Mito HaKol. So therefore God knows everything. If he wouldn't, that would mean he'd be defined. And that can't say, no, that can't be. God isn't definable, and therefore he's all-encompassing. You can't put him in a category. And Rabbeinu is going to continue, Mitzvah Hashem, explain how Nisim work, and the nature of Kaviyachol, what Kadosh Baruch Hu, how we're supposed to understand godliness. So just to summarize, just to concluding comments, that the Maharal is not how you do an easy sefer. And it's... Nigla b'lashem nistar. It's nistar b'lashem nigla kayadua. It's very deep Kabbalistic ideas, using a language that we can understand, the word we can translate. But he's talking about ideas that are A, deeply, heavily steeped in Kabbalah, which I don't know, and B, deeply, heavily philosophical. So you have to have this very strong background in Jewish and general philosophy, which I also don't have. So then what are we learning this for? I mean, when, who are you, Armin? The answer is that we're doing our best to understand the Maharal, and like the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal said, that it opens up brain cells. It just opens up things in the brain the more you learn, even if you don't understand 100%. It's okay to understand 98%, 94%, 81%, 77%. And you try, and the more you learn, the more you understand. But these are definitely very high in Yanim, and I don't pretend for a moment to be the expert. But I definitely find it rewarding that we can learn this together, try our best, and kochos shalomdim yoter, mevinim yoter. So, mitzvah Hashem, we will pick it up from here, Belina, there next time. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening.